Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Ellen?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving on to the consent agenda. One item this evening. Minutes of the regular meeting of March 14th, 2017. Has everybody had a chance to go over them? Any correction, spellings, etc.?
Not seeing any.
If not, I'd entertain a motion to adopt.
Make a motion to adopt the consent agenda.
Motion's been made by Emil. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second has been made. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Jack?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. We'll move on to reports. The number one this evening is our finance officer. And Krista, the floor is yours.
February raw fish tax was $47,058.04. Sales tax revenue was $59,618.34. I think that's all. Anybody have any questions?
Okay. I think you still gone there, Krista? Or I'm interrupting? No?
Nope. Done.
Okay, again, on the next page are some account balances. Anybody, any questions for Krista? No. Not hearing any. Thank you, Krista. And we're going to move on to number two, administrator, and Andy. I'll turn the floor over to you.
Okay, good evening. Thank you. Next week we have a meeting with DOT and Finnair to talk about airport certification and maybe some other aviation-related issues, and I think Council Member Cumberledge may be able to join me, so that would be good. He's in town. dock replacement project, things are still moving along there. We're meeting every couple weeks to touch base, and things are actually on schedule. P&D whittled down the project cost a little bit, shaved off about $1 million, so it's right around $9 million, and we have that funding lined up through the state, and they feel like they can secure some additional money through the legislative process. There's some extra money lying around, apparently, to get in some added alternates to make it run out right about $10 million. So that's pretty encouraging, and the project still won't even advertise until December, award it in January, construct next season. So there's really no issue with the timeline thus far. I talked to TDX this week. They're planning to do the boiler installation in the clinic and the school in mid-June. And then I touched a little bit on the report on something Alan had talked about earlier, which the microgrid project, kind of connecting up with Trident and going, sending electrons back and forth. So that'll be kind of an interesting thing to track and watch in the community. When I wrote this last week, I didn't have anything to report on the outfall line replacement, but then I talked with ANTHC yesterday, and like I said this afternoon, because of the gravel issues on the island, they won't be able to do that work until next summer. And so it sounds like if Western Marine or someone else comes and blasts some rock, then we'll be able to crush quite a bit, but it won't line up with their time frame, unfortunately. And started work on the FY18 budget, so we need to make sure council members are in town for May and for June to pass the budget, and so we'll cross that June bridge when we get there. And I'd rather cede my time to the public safety department, so I'll stop there, Mr. Ray.
Very good. Thank you, Andy. Questions for Andy?
So everything's scheduled as planned then for that dock project?
Yep.
And that didn't set us back in much of a timeline?
No. The issue there was permitting and working with NIMS on it, but I think they've got that straightened out. They had some staff issues, but when I talked to DOT this week, they said their staff had finally taken it up. So
right on. And then the certification's going all right.
The airport?
Yeah, the airport.
We haven't talked. We haven't met with the entities in about a month. So next week, it's going to be. I have a feeling you're going to definitely try to push some extra costs on the city. So we're just going to push back.
Yeah.
And you know, that's just the way it's going to be. So Danny and I'll stand firm there. I mean, I think the city has a part to play in it, no doubt. And we've agreed to get a couple public works guys trained as backup ARF response guys. But when it comes to putting something into an operating maintenance budget, that's where we're going to have to stand firm, I think. So, but Pinair wasn't in there in the last meeting, so he wasn't able to say kind of what commitments they want to make. So it's kind of an important missing ingredient there, so we'll find out more next week.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Any other questions for Andy? Not hearing any, we'll go ahead and move on to the Department of Public Safety. And Roger, are you available?
I am. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If I take this opportunity, I'd like to introduce myself to the council and to the city. My name is Roger Bacon. I'm the new chief of police. I've been here about 3 weeks now. I'd also like to introduce my two new officers. I got Officer Stephen Benz, who hails from Fairbanks most recently, and Officer Aaron DeMise, who comes from Colorado. So if you see them around, they're new to the community, wish them well, so then say hello to them. We've been pretty busy with some traffic enforcement. I'm not sure if people have noticed that we've been doing a little more traffic enforcement. That's, I think, a good thing, is getting people to know that we are looking for compliance, and people are starting to comply. Of note, we've had a case this week of, actually 2 weeks ago, about five dead eagles that were found in the harbor that had been mutilated. National Marine Fisheries and Federal Fish and Wildlife are interested in that case, and they're going to be sending somebody out here to take a look at that. Couple of fires that we responded to. Thank you to all the fire responders from Public Works that responded to that to help. Besides that, it's been pretty much business as usual, and there's an activity log in there if you want to take a look at that. If you have any questions about specific incidents, I'll answer if I can. That's pretty much it. Thanks.
Very good. Thank you, Roger. Question?
Just welcome. And it's great to see that we got some enforcement around, and it's good to see.
Thank you.
Very good. I'm right with you there, Emil. So welcome aboard, guys, and we'll see you tomorrow or the next day. We'll have a little conversation and a visit. So any other questions for Roger?
I don't have a question, but I would second what Emil just said as Stephen walked out, but I did get to spend time with Aaron when he, Officer DeMise, when he first arrived in Alaska. We had a good chat, we had some coffee together, and I think he's a definitely good community addition, I know from a personal experience, perspective, trying to work some things out with Roger, with the new police chief, there's some growing pains, but we're getting there, and we even got, what was our cash infusion today? You finally got that all sorted out?
$70,000.
$70,000 for, that's from the COPS grant that we hadn't even gotten a payment for yet. So we kind of having to initiate that payment while a police chief was coming out and another one was coming in. We had to figure out how to do all the grant reporting on that, but we got that figured out. So that's a good thing. But anyway, yeah, I'll second what Emil said and welcome aboard.
Very good. Thanks, Andy. And again, welcome aboard. No further questions then for Roger. Okay, we're going to move along here to number 5, Public Works Director. And Dave, I'll turn the floor over to you.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Council. The last month, we did a bunch of work hauling vehicles up to the landfill and draining the oils out of them. We had two fires, so it required us cleaning up a whole bunch of fire hose, put it back on the truck, and then we had another fire, we cleaned up the hose, put it back on the truck again. Things are good. Well, we did grader blades on one of our graders. We had to bring water to the shop. Did a bunch of work on our mini excavator. I had to do some work on the recycle center, waste oil burner. Repaired the track on 792, responded to the two fires. As far as landfill, we cleaned up around all the dumpsters, and we were waiting for parts. The parts have arrived for the mini skid steer up there. Recycle center is running fine. Besides the furnace, we got that up and running yesterday. So, otherwise, we're all good.
Very good, Dave. Questions for Dave? Just a quick one, Dave. Did we ever get a chance to get that skeleton to that four-wheeler over there behind Nyberg's house down in Russiantown?
Oh, yeah, a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah, we
very
took
good. Other questions for Dave? Not hearing any. Thank you. And we'll move right along to our harbor master. And Richard, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening. Well, we were a little busy last month with doing all the service maintenance and whatnot to the equipment, you know, delivering used oils to the city shop. Dump runs on a regular basis. They hauled a couple of loads of metal out of the New Harbor to the dump. Stuff keeps on growing. And received the two new steering tires for the flatbed. And we hired a full-time new hire for the day crew at the harbor. And the part-time night watchman we had offered him full-time, and he accepted it. And on another note, last week, we do have 50 planks for the bridge recap. I hadn't counted them yet, but if we need more, we shouldn't have to get too much more. But things are just going, it's getting busy in the harbor. But that's about all I have to report, Mr. Mayor.
Very good. Thank you. Richard, questions for Richard? Not hearing any. Thank you. Moving
thank
on,
you.
Do we have a student representative report tonight, or shall we move on?
Move on.
Okay, very good. Thank you. We're going to move on to hearing ordinances and resolutions. We do have one this evening, Mayor's Proclamation for the Sandpoint Lady Eagles Day, April 14th, 2017. I would like to read that this evening and then move on for approval. Whereas the Sandpoint Lady Eagles basketball team returned to the 1A state basketball tournament in 2017, and whereas it has been two decades since the Lady Eagles had last made state, and whereas the girls placed ninth at the 2017 March Madness tournament, and whereas the entire Lady Eagles team, Lindsay Dushkin, Lila Gunderson, Abigail Vos, Brittany Gardner, Nicole Gunderson, Justina Parami, Emily Vos, Dantessa Pangolin, Madison Thompson, Coach Emil Loback, and Assistant Coach George Gunderson received the Sportsmanship Award in recognition for their graciousness and positive attitudes on and off the court. And whereas Madison Thompson was named to the all-tournament team, now therefore it be resolved, I, Glenn Gardner Jr., Mayor of the City of Sandpoint, Alaska, do hereby proclaim April 14, 2017, as Sandpoint Lady Eagles Day in Sandpoint, Alaska. The day will commemorate the efforts, the achievements of these fine young women and their coaches who exemplified what it means to play together as a true team. Their hard work and dedication are a source of community pride for Sandpoint, and I'm extremely proud of these young women. I watch them play every game, and they play their hearts out. They deserve some recognition, and I think this will do just fine. With that, I would like to entertain a motion to approve.
I'll entertain the motion to approve.
Motion's been made to approve. Do I have a second?
Second!
Okay, I have a second. Is there any further discussion?
Third!
Not.
The Lady Eagles that are here, they're in the room tonight.
Very good. I was hoping they were all there. I think a couple may be out of town for a schooling event, correct?
Yeah, for the close-up.
Okay. We'll if this passes, we'll get that all framed up for them so they can do some pictures and whatnot and then display it up at the school in one of their display cases. Is there any other discussion? Not hearing any. I'll have a roll call, please.
Danny?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Very good. The motion carries. I would like to congratulate the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. And is there anybody there to do a quick picture?
Eagles!
I'll do a picture. Come on. Get up here. Wiggle, wiggle. Come on.
Don't be shy. Get up here.
Come on. You're in front of all those people. All those people that see.
Well, very good. I'm proud of those girls, and thanks for coming out this evening, and we appreciate you coming by, and we appreciate you to keep doing a good job, and hopefully next year we see all of us there again.
Yeah, good job, ladies.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, and if we're clear, we'll go ahead and move on.
I think they wanted to stick around. They left pretty quick.
Oh, okay. Okay, nothing under old business today. Under new business, we have FY16 audit results. This afternoon, we sat down with BDO, and they gave us the skinny, and things looked good. We got a couple things we could chat about, and that'll come up during budget time, but the audit went very well. I was happy to see that. With that, I'd entertain a motion to adopt the audit results.
Well, the audit's already finalized, but we can make, adopt the final financial
statements.
Don't
we usually accept it, Andy?
Yeah, it'd probably be good to formally get it on the record to adopt the audit results.
Yeah. So with that, I'd entertain a motion.
So you want to adopt it or accept it?
Accept the final audit.
Let's accept it.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to accept the FY16 audit results.
Okay, motion's been made by Jack. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, second by Alan. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Danny?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Didn't speak loud. Okay, very good. Motion carries. Moving on to number two is the last USA CD maturity. We did chat about this a little bit, but Andy, I'll turn that over to you, and we'll take care of that with
okay.
A little bit of info from you, please.
Sure. I think sort of the direction from today's meeting was since this one of the three CDs we have expires towards the end of this month, the other one's at the end of this year, and the other one is, I think, mid-2018. But we'd have to take some action if we wanted to let the current CD that's about to expire prevent it from rolling over. The decision seemed to be that we would withdraw that, consider putting that into, using that as a seed money for a permanent fund for the city. But what I'll do is next month for the May meeting, line up a meeting with Alaska Permanent Capital Management. They do a lot of permanent fund investment managing for cities and boroughs around the state. And we'll see if that's the direction the city wants to take. So for right now, the action would just be to vote on whether or not to let that CD roll over, or to, I guess, let it mature, withdraw. And then we can determine, after we've had a little more consideration, what to do with that regarding a permanent fund.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Andy. And I, the gist of what I got out of this afternoon was that we would let it mature and withdraw.
Agreed.
Yes.
Okay, I guess I'd entertain a motion to that effect, and we'll get it on record.
Okay, I'll make the motion to withdraw the CD and hold it while we set up a permanent fund.
Okay, very good. Motion's been made by Alan. Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, very good. Second. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please, Shannon.
Jack?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Motion carries. We'll discuss that more at a later date. We'll move on to public comments before we jump into our executive session. Is there any public comments from the crowd?